Hello and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. This is episode 2 with our students, and they're going to give themselves a quick introduction just to say hello, folks. We all say hello at once.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, so much enthusiasm. Try it again. Let's all say hello at once.
Hello.
Beautiful. That's the one time you are allowed to shout, Jack. Let's go down the table to who we've got today. What?
Jack Jeffries, year 11.
Kate Lambert, year 11.
Luke Bennett, year 11.
Charlotte Yates, year 11.
Darcy Brown, year 11.
The other Jack, year 7.
The other Jack. There are more, just this is that one. So, we've had a really busy week at Bay House. We've got lots and lots to tell you about what we were doing last week, but a technical error stopped us recording on Friday. So, we had a fantastic anti-bullying week last week. Assemblies were in every single year group looking at the Anti-Bullying Alliance. Year 11s, you guys had yours online, obviously, because yours was focused on your mock exams that are coming up. More on that later. So, Anti-Bullying Week, what did we get up to, guys? What can you tell me?
Well, we did a student vote on if the school deals enough with bullying, and there was some interesting results where actually only 29% of it of students voted yes, I think. 26%. 26.7% of people voted for yes, and actually 73.3% people voted no. So I think that's quite shocking, because I voted no, but...
but you still think it's shocking. Brilliant. The question was, wasn't it, like, do you think your school does enough to tackle bullying? And we had a chat when we were planning on Friday, didn't we, about kind of why we think lots of people would have voted no. So what do you think people, why do you think people voted no, they don't?
Because they're bullies themselves and they don't want to get punished.
73% of people are bullies?
Yeah.
Okay. That's controversial.
Must be really bad for the 26.7% of people.
It is, yeah. I'm not sure that's entirely accurate. But so why do you think some people felt that they didn't think it's happening?
The school tries to do enough for, like, to deal with bullying, but then it doesn't do enough to actually deal with the bullying itself.
And sometimes we talked about how sometimes it can be dealt with quite strictly, but they won't know about it, honestly, for safeguarding reasons, so they won't feel that enough has been done. And you can't just, like, sit around going, like, someone's bullying me. Someone help me stop. Someone stop it for me. And you need to actually take action yourself. Like,
so
tell
like
a guardian. I'm not telling you to punch someone because they're bullying you. That's wrong. That's going to get you in trouble.
Yes, Jack. Absolutely. So what you do is you go and tell somebody. So there's lots of people now, haven't we, that we've got in the school that we could go and tell. So I think the assembly's focused particularly on our anti-bullying ambassadors, didn't it? How do we know who an anti-bullying ambassador is in school? How are they identified?
They have a badge.
They have a badge. What colour is the badge?
Purple.
You are allowed to cough, don't
panic. My brother's an anti-bullying ambassador too, so...
Exactly.
So if he's really annoying, then I'll know it's an anti-bullying ambassador too.
So we have anti-bullying ambassadors. They walk around in purple badges. They've got a drop-in room anyone could go into every day. There's lots and lots of stuff. There's also another way to report unkindness. There's a little online form. We've got post boxes all around school. Because if we don't know, we can't help. But we also said that kind of technology was kind of getting in the way, wasn't it? We said that technology was becoming a bit of an issue in terms of schools handling bullying. Thoughts, team?
Because, like, if, like, you're watching somewhat, like, going on... Like, as our teacher said once, if you go on a video, start watching, like, bad stuff on, like, unkind stuff on your, like,
phone.
Or, like, bullying stuff on your phone or, like, iPad or whatever you watch stuff on, then the algorithm it uses is going to feed you more of that bad stuff. So, and when you've got negativity around you, then that can actually make you want to bring it out on others, which can... be bullying.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you feel like, well, that's okay then, that's acceptable, because I'm seeing lots of other people doing it. I'm seeing it over and over again. It's called negative reinforcement, and it constantly happens. And when you go down that kind of rabbit hole, I don't know if you've heard of the going down a rabbit hole on the internet, and you keep watching more of the same thing. So on your TikTok videos, if you like a picture of a kitten falling into a toilet, it keeps showing you lots of those more animal mishap type of videos. So you're also allowed to laugh at me, Jack, it's fine. But because that's obviously a bit of a silly example, but that's the sort of thing it does. So it remembers what you like, it remembers how long you look at things and how you react to it, and it feeds you more of the same. And we talked a little bit on Friday, didn't we, about how, like, people comment on other people's posts and stuff online. What were we talking about there?
Well, kind of commenting on other people's posts is just like, basically just like making fun of someone in real life, but you're just typing it in instead of saying it up front.
Yeah, and it's sort of, it makes it normal, doesn't it? So it normalises, it makes it okay. So if I say you're stupid in this, and then I've got no comeback of that. No one's told me off for being quite mean to somebody, so I'll just do that in person as well. It kind of normalises how we do that. How do we think phones make it difficult for us at school to deal with bullying? Because that's the question, wasn't it? I asked one of my Year 11 colleagues, because they've been here a little bit longer, might have more experience. How do phones make it tougher for the school to deal with bullying?
Because on your phone, you may be lying about your age to use apps, and also the school have no control over what happens and what people say online.
Absolutely. I'm going to go sound like a proper old granny now, but back in my day, when I was young, actually the internet hadn't been invented for a start, if you can imagine it. I know, right? That's before electricity and everything, Jack. But if someone was bullied in school and I didn't tell a teacher, it just sort of fizzled out really, but that person was never told, they were never addressed about it, no one ever dealt with, and there were no consequences of them being a bully. I just ignored them for a bit and they went away. But that doesn't mean that should have been the way it happened. But I was bullied in school. And when I went home from school, my bully wasn't with me. The thing I had to worry about was going back to school the next day and how I felt about seeing them again in my lessons. If I saw them at break time, how would I feel? Now, with our phones, we're carrying our bully around with us because they can access us online, can't they? They can send us messages in group chats. They can send us horrible things via social media. And it's almost like you're carrying your bully around with you in your pocket. So it's much bigger. But like you said, schools have no control over phones, do they? So it's really hard for us to do anything about it. What other sort of things were we discussing in your tutor groups, guys, when you were talking about the votes for schools last week? Go on, Jack.
We were talking about whether someone should be dealt with at home or, like, with the school.
Okay. So what do you mean by at home?
By home, like, if your sibling was to be bullying you or someone who isn't coming to your school is bullying you, that's something you should either tell the home, or if it's serious, then you should be telling the police about it.
Okay, absolutely. Because when things do happen outside of school, that is a matter for the police, isn't it? It's really tricky for us to get involved then. Mm. Okay. Any other thoughts from the team about what was discussed over Anti-Bullying Week last week? No? Okay. Interesting. They had a lot more to say on Friday. Friday is definitely their day for being chatty. Okay, so what else was on our list of things to introduce today? We had a kind of a takeaway message, didn't we? We had a bit of a sort of a final message. And it's really one of the things that came out of Votes for Schools. So the final message was what other people have been saying during Anti-Bullying Week. What was it?
From the playground to Parliament and from our phones to our homes, let's make a noise about bullying.
Nice. So that was from the Anti-Bullying Alliance, which was really cool. They actually, that's why we had a kind of the big make a noise posters everywhere. And we all wore on Friday
odd socks.
I got absolute odd socks spam in my inbox still over the weekend, as all the staff were sending me their pictures of odd socks. One member of staff sent me 25 photographs of their feet in odd socks.
Which teacher was it?
I could tell you, but that would be mean. But they've earned their house quite a lot of points, because it's 5 points per pick. But yeah, there was lots.
I didn't earn any points for my video.
Your picture, you did, because you uploaded it to your house classroom and your points will be put on, so you absolutely did.
Did
everybody who uploaded the picture to their house classroom.
But it's in August and I only got 2 points.
Because I haven't had time to put it on yet, because I've been doing recording of these with you. Give me a minute, core, blimey. So, you'll have an extra 5 for every person that uploaded their picture. I'll be uploading 5 points to their Arbor for every sock shot I got over the week. But the deadline has passed over Saturday, thank goodness, because I don't think I can take any more socks. But the point of Odd Socks Day is to raise awareness about us being different, because we're all different. And what tends to happen with bullying is people tend to hone in on those differences, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And say, right, well, because you're different to me, I'm going to pick on you.
And that was the big... And one of the big mottos the Anti-Bullying Week was make a voice about bullying.
Yeah, absolutely. Make some noise. And that's absolutely why that quote came up. Okay, really cool. So we've tackled our votes for schools last week, and we have a really great home help sheet. So if there's anything that you guys have been experiencing at home, feel free to download the sheet that's attached to the podcast this week that gives you links to go to somewhere else, and also talks a little bit about microbullying, those little tiny things that we experience on a day-to-day basis that can just chip away at our confidence and chip away about how we feel. Moving swiftly on from the odd socks and the fabulous anti-bullying week, what else do we have on our list?
Last week we had 5 school fixtures for sports.
Lush.
The Year 11 boys football team won 3-1.
Woo!
The Year 10 and 11 girls netball team won 19-12.
What? That's a really high scoring netball game. That's obviously playing like turbo power. Nice one, girls. Good stuff.
The Year 8 boys football team tied 3.
Ooh, 3 all nice. Well done, Year 8.
The Year 10 and 11 boys basketball won... Oh, lost. 19-16 to Cams.
That's close. That is close. They're mine, lads. They're mine.
And the Year 11 boys won their Hampshire Cup match 4-2.
Hampshire Cup for... Was that rugby? Was it cricket?
Football, I think.
Ah, football. Okay, well done, lads. Well done. Good stuff. Love that. So, we've had quite a successful week with wins, losses and draws, but more in the win column. Love that. Keep it up, teams. Love that, love that, love that. Go on, Jack.
Youth Parliament election is coming up.
Well, it's happened. We're just waiting for the outcomes
now. Happened?
Yes. Wow. So our very own candidate, Dylan Matthias, was up against candidates from across the south of Hampshire. We are just waiting for the vote results to come back in.
Do you know when they will come
in? Not a clue, Jack. Sorry. I'm not the boss of that one. That literally is a whole of Hampshire situation. So as soon as we know, you'll know, we'll be announcing it. Not necessarily live on the podcast. One, because we're not live. And two, because it might come in before Friday. And we probably want to know before then, but as soon as we know, you'll know who's been successful. We did have a really burgeoning Hot Chocolate Friday. We haven't managed to get everyone's names, but if you were lucky enough to get Hot Chocolate Friday last week, congratulations. It was a chilly day, so very much I'm sure you enjoyed that. What else was on our list of things to do?
I know someone who was in Hot Chocolate Friday.
Oh, who did you know? Hang on, pause. It wouldn't be fair if you only mentioned one person.
Wait. No, it isn't someone. I think I nominated someone be in the Hot Chocolate
Friday. How do we nominate people?
A staff. Actually,
ooh, staff member.
No, you can only nominate a staff member.
Okay.
Because you could just nominate yourself.
Yeah, like that's true. So how do I nominate a staff member?
On the Bay House website, you will see it as your default like home screen thing when you go into Google Chrome. You will go onto these like little white bars, like some of like bullying help and stuff like that. And
okay.
Like near the bottom, you will see like staff election. For Hot Chocolate Friday,
nice.
Where you can nominate a staff member that you think has been great for Hot Chocolate Friday, and I nominated my tutor, Mr. Frisbee.
Because he's a legend. Brilliant stuff. What else? We've got 2 minutes left, guys. What else do we need to mention from our week last week?
There's the school production of Oliver coming up.
Oh, yes, not long now.
On the 5th, 6th and 7th of December.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be there.
Who's going? Who got tickets so far? Don't just raise your hands. I can't see your hands.
Jack and...
The finger in my face is necessary. Darcy.
Darcy and
Jack
Nick
and
both
Darcy.
Going. I'll be helping out on front of house on all of the evenings. I'm very much looking forward to sneaking in and getting a shot, though. There's a few high fives going around the room. Who in here is in the cast? Woo! Again, the hands up, aren't helping
our favourite Luke Bennett.
Obviously, the lovely Luke. So, fantastic. Good luck.
And there is on the 29th of November... There is a Christmas concert which I will be playing piano in for
nice one,
Back in Black, and we will be playing the following songs: Last Christmas, Back in Black, Sweet Child O' Mine, and Paranoid.
Oh, lovely. But don't worry, if you are taking part in Whamageddon this year, that version of Last Christmas will not get you whammed out. It's only the original that counts. And I will be taking part in Whamageddon this year.
Same.
I do pretty well. Anything else on our list before we have to close out for our listeners?
There's mocks next week.
Oh, yes. Our lovely Year 11s have their mocks next week. You had your first walking, talking mock this morning with maths. So I heard lots of varying reports. Did we survive?
Very easy.
That's the whole point. It's about taking you through the paper and helping you out to see how that figures out. What we need to do, pause. What we need to do with those is make sure we're revising from it, so learning our paper techniques. Just a massive good luck to everybody in Year 11 for your mocks. This is a time where you start to really set your habits and make sure you know what works best for you when it comes to revising. So it's not just about the paper itself, it's about making sure you go, all right, I revised like that, that didn't work very well, I'll change my habits next time. I think Jack was about to talk to us about some house competitions.
Bake Off coming soon. The Bake Off, we will be, for Year 7s, I memorised this, there will be a cookie bake, I'm planning to do my sticky toffee cookies and white chocolate sauce for that one. And for year eight, there is...
Oh, we've forgotten.
Oh. For year eight, there is a... For no, we... Each year is doing something different. For year 9s, they're doing a Yule log. And for year 10s, they are doing a cake competition. I can't remember what year 9s are.
Stop moving the table, Jack, is what I'm trying to say to you, because you're moving the microphone.
No, okay. And we've got a Christmas tree decoration coming up soon. I have not heard of that one yet.
Oh, yeah. The posters are all on about. So you can hand it into your RE teacher, or you can hand it into Mrs. Perry. That's me. Any Christmas tree decorations for your house Christmas tree. The theme for the RE teacher's one is Christmas around the world. And if you just want to take part in the Christmas tree house for your house, you can just give me any Christmas decoration you've made. With your name on it labelled, you can bring it either to the Crossmat office up at the atrium, or you can take it to your RE teacher, who'll look after it for you.
And there is last a competition. Christmas card competition.
Absolutely. Closing
very soon.
Which I will
be personally taking part in, which is, when is it closing?
Next week, I believe.
Oh, no, I haven't got started on that yet.
So you absolutely need to, otherwise we won't be able to get
it
printed.
I need to this weekend.
And pause on Jack. I was going to have to press pause because the bell is about to ring. Christmas so we need to make sure we've got our last little bit in. Can somebody please tell me a bit about Christmas hampers? Go!
Christmas hampers are coming around, so good luck.
So what sort of things are we including, or donations are we taking for the Christmas hamper this year?
Beans, tuna, anything you got really.
Any tin sweets, bits and pieces, any toiletries, all those sorts of things.
Mince pies,
as long as they are within dates, obviously.
Deodorant.
Yep, you can take deodorants, that's all part of the toiletries, nice. And each house tutor group will be judged on how creative their hamper is, as well as how well filled it is. These are obviously going to our local food bank charities, including Jacob's Well and the Trash Cafe. So we're really looking forward to supporting those guys, because it's important that we look after each other. Christmas is all about, obviously, sharing and caring, so making sure the sharing is a big part. That's all from Bay House Buzz this week. The bell's about to ring because it's lunchtime, so we're all going to head. Let's say goodbye, folks.
Goodbye. Bye.